again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 76 of the 260-unit series dealing with the happenings of the people who made things happen since 1946, the WHKP years. Follows the format of the 25-year-long program which featured the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. And today, the story of Jesse Jenkins and a few other firms that are 50 years plus in age. The biggest change in doing business that's occurred over the past 50 years is in the distribution of products from the manufacturer to the retailer. In 1946, there were three thriving, bustling businesses: the American Drug Company, Byers Brothers Wholesale Grocers, and Overton's Cash Wholesale Grocery Company. All three firms operated very much alike. Their salesmen would make calls on all grocery stores, country stores, in some cases service stations, take orders for goods. These orders would be processed and grouped for delivery later in the week. These wholesalers, as they were called, handled virtually all the name brand products in demand by consumers. In addition to the wholesalers, you had what were called manufacturers' reps. They did store-to-store calls, pitching brands that they personally represented and were usually not offered by the wholesalers, or they could offer special promotional deals not available through the regular wholesaler. The so-called chain stores changed all that. The coast-to-coast chain of A&P stores and the smaller regional operations like Dixie Home were large enough to go directly to the manufacturer and cut their own deals, bypassing the wholesaler. This gave to them an edge in prices. And it wasn't too many years before the independent stores formed their own associations, such as IGA or MDI, that's Independent Grocers Association and Merchants Distributing Incorporated, and they brought suit against the big canneries and packers, and they won the right to get the same quantity discounts that were given to the chains. This simply put another competitor to the old-fashioned services that had been rendered by Overton's and Byers Brothers. Back in the 40s, the Overton I refer to is A.J. Overton, who had the most exotic azalea gardens in western North Carolina. They were located adjacent to his home on Canuga Road, and at this time of the year, when the plants, many of them imported from China, were in full bloom, the gardens would be filled with visitors, oohing and aahing over the scarlet azaleas and the blue rhododendrons. Now, other than the study of Bible prophecy, these azaleas and rhododendrons were Mr. Overton's primary love. His son, the Reverend A.J. Overton, Jr., now conducts the Message to Israel series, which has been broadcast and still is here on WHKP every Sunday morning. The Reverend Overton was a classmate of mine in the elementary years. He pastored Grace Baptist Church out at East Flat Rock and is now headquartered in New York. The senior Mr. Overton had exclusive distribution rights to Kansas-made flour, and in the early years, he bought it in carload quantities in 25-pound bags. By the late 40s, most of it was being sold in 5-pound bags. But he sponsored for a number of years a program called the Kansas Made Quizmaster. We'd call listeners at random and ask a question that could easily be answered if you just happened to have a Kansas Made flour sack near the phone. This promotional effort only postponed the inevitable. Byers Brothers discontinued business, and finally Overton's, now without the youth and the energy and the willingness to work those extra long hours, without the young A.J. Overton, it too finally gave up the ghost. Overton's Grocery operated from all the various buildings now housing Western Carolina Community Action on 7th Avenue East. The only remaining wholesaler from 1946 to today is the American Drug Company on King Street, operated still by 96-year-old Jesse Jenkins. It's not the business today it once was. Their potential customer now is basically a small rural store at Girton, or a small cafe at Bat Cave, or a filling station at Etowah. Even the convenience stores have established their own buying groups. Operating today's American Drug Company might be frustrating to a young and very ambitious young man looking for a substantial cash flow, a fortune, but for Jesse Jenkins, 96 years old, everything is just fine. He doesn't need a lot of money now. In fact, if he just breaks even, it's all right. Because he's doing what he's always done for over 75 years, even making up his own bank deposit each day. Jesse Jenkins. Only one man who was still active in business at an older age was Trader Dermid. We'll get around to that centenarian sometime this year. Golly, what memories, this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.